Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Mackenzie Scott, a famous novelist, philanthropist, and third wealthiest woman in the U.S., has recently donated $10 million to our next guest's local nonprofit. How will this affect their mission? Sarah Fawcett is CEO of the United Way of the Midlands. She joins us by phone now from her office in Columbia. Sarah, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks so much for having me on.
Congratulations on this donation.
Thank you. It was, to call it a surprise would be an understatement, frankly.
And so now for our listeners who may not be familiar with what your organization does, tell us about the United Way of the Midlands.
Sure. United Way of the Midlands has actually been in the community for almost 100 years. We're going to celebrate our centennial in 2025. And we focus on really creating change that is lasting and generational. You always start by meeting people where they are. And I think that's what United Way has always been known for, where we focus on housing and food and school readiness and helping a family that may be facing an emergency situation. And we still do that. What we've been able to focus on more and more, though, is helping to get them to a place of stability that is sustainable so that they can become self-sufficient, so that they can create their own opportunities and their own futures.
Walk us through what you expect this $10 million gift to be able to allow you to do towards your goals.
That's been one of the nice things with this gift and with our matching campaign that we've been in the quiet phase of, is to really focus on those longer term things. I think with nonprofits, it's very important to have results that are measurable, that are able to show fairly quick impact. But when you're looking at how do you keep people from falling back into that point of crisis, that's where you have to look at things that are longer term, that take a little bit longer. For example, one of the things that we've been investing in with this gift is in a program called Young Men United. It is a program that identifies young men in underperforming schools that are college capable, deemed by their school to be college capable, but have barriers to completing college or barriers to successfully entering the workforce. And we work with them on a one-on-one basis with mentoring, with life skill development, professional development, paid internships. And then we stick with them, not only to prepare them for post-high school, but to stick with them through a four-year degree, two-year degree, certification, whatever it is, until they successfully enter the workforce. Well, that takes more than a year to really show the long-term results. It can take 4 years to 6 years, depending on when the young man starts in our program and when they actually finish their degree or enter the workforce. So it's a different kind of mentality for us internally and for donors as well, because while we have milestones that we measure along the way, we'll be able to really measure the total success of the program in about 4 to 5 more years. We'll be able to tell you the true outcomes from our first cohort of young men.
And now how about something that seems to be top of mind a lot lately, and that's the lack of affordable housing. Is this anything that, that your organization can address?
Absolutely. And in fact, we have committed half of the Mackenzie Scott gift, as well as half of the matching dollars, to affordable housing initiatives, whether that be permanent housing for people that have been chronically homeless, all the way up to first-time homeownership. And what we want to be able to do with this money is to seed projects, seed initiatives that are approaching affordable housing from a different point of view. So, for example, in Fairfield County, which is one of the 6 counties that United Way of the Midlands serves, we were able to provide a significant seed gift to the school district's foundation so that they could build the first 16 of what will be 50 homes in Winnsboro for teachers. They're not having to commute from Richland County or Lexington County or even further out to get to their schools in Fairfield County, and now they're part of the Fairfield County community. And that's a win-win for everybody.
Sarah, you mentioned earlier that this donation you received from Mackenzie Scott has been undergoing a silent matching campaign.
Yes, it has. If she found us and gave us that gift, we thought the community could step up and do the same. So, yes, we have been running a silent phase campaign, which is now public, and we're just about $1 million away from having matched her $10 million with another $10 million.
Well, Sarah, once again, congratulations on this gift and the matching going so well so far. And thank you so much for your time today and what you do here for the Midlands.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Sarah Fawcett is CEO of the United Way of the Midlands. She joined us by phone from her office in Columbia. We will have a link to the organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again and never miss a show by subscribing to our podcast, wherever you find podcasts, with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.